Tucked away in a little corner at the University of Regina is a standard desktop computer. It looks and hums like any other, but this computer is the central brain for an ongoing worldwide challenge of wits.
There are currently 12 people on risky business on Chiron right now. So we're about halfway through a game right now. We're on question 15 of 30, and the category right now is anagrams.
Michelle Hoyle, a grad student, co-developed Internet's answer to Trivial Pursuit and the TV show Jeopardy. Internet is that fast-growing world where anyone with a phone line and a computer can talk to anyone else. Now, people on the net can play Hoyle's game called Risky Business by connecting to a bot at the U of R.
The bot is an actual program, and it connects to the Internet relay chat and then interacts with the environment there. So people can talk to the bot, people can message the bot and interact with the bot just like they can with any other user on the Internet relay chat.
The bot even has a name, Renee, and it has a huge following.
There are people that you would swear know the answers to all 24,000 questions. People play this. I mean, I can go to bed at night and look to see who's on before I go to bed. I get up, you know, 7 or 8 hours later. These people are still playing on the server, and they do this all the time. Usually it takes, I don't know, it could take anywhere from 15 minutes to 40 minutes for a game to be played. It depends how many people are playing and how many people know the answers to the questions. So you have to preface everything that you type, all your answers, with the word Renee.
Okay, R-E-N-E-E.
If you say Renee first, then you give an answer after that. So we're in the next game here. It's told us, come up and told us what the categories are.
Categories are
Star
Trek,
next game.
TNG, more classical music.
More quotes, international car plates, famous bobs and architecture.
Hey, okay.
The current category, Star Trek, The Next Generation. And this is the question, the Enterprise NCC-1701C, Tasha returns in this episode.
The final one, Renee.
Someone has answered
Renee
already.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday,
okay, so type in Renee, because you're going to need Renee first.
Oh, okay.
And wants to know what the name of the last episode is.
Oh, I just saw it the other day. All Good Things.
Oh, too late.
Too late?
Mock got you first.
Well, so no one's going to see that I knew it.
You have to be fast.
Will anyone know that I knew it, besides us?
If you typed it, yeah.
Oh.
What was Data whistling in the first episode? The answer is Pop Goes the Weasel.
Thank you.
Oh, you're too slow. And you can't spell weasel correctly. The game runs on different places all the time, 24 hours a day. There's usually always somebody playing this game. We have people that play from Germany, from Sweden, from South Africa, from Italy, from France, and then from Canada and the United States. On to the next question. Gosh, we're not doing very well here.
No.
I guess we're not experts.
No.
Next question. Who said Veni, Vidi, Vici?
Caesar.
No, not quite fast enough, but you had the right answer.
What do people, like players, say about it?
Oh, I don't know. We can ask them. I typed in, the CDC wants to know what you guys think of the game. And Owl loves the game. She's an American at Berkeley. No one, the Canadian, says this game is a great waste of time. Rocket Man loves the game. I've actually met Rocket Man. No one says he enjoys categories like Canadian Constitution. We have a Canadian Constitution question. And most people hate this, especially the Americans. And we've changed categories. We're in architecture now, and the question is a line of columns supporting a horizontal or arch superstructure. And the answer was colonnade or colonnade.
Yeah, yeah.
This age began in 3500 BC in Mesopotamia and 2000 BC in Europe. Not the Stone Age. It was the Bronze Age.
Hey, close.
Well, I guess you were close. I don't think we're going to make it into the final round here, you know. On this Canadian server, we have Canadian prizes. You get a tour of the Saskatchewan Legislative Building. You can win a membership in the Columbia Compact Disc Club. A family portrait sitting at Sears.
Mm-hmm.
A stroll through Canada's border town, Lloydminster. A trip to West Edmonton Mall. The opportunity to meet Kim Campbell.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of nifty kind of Canadian prizes on here because, of course, I'm Canadian and I like to have a Canadian influence, at least on the Canadian server. Oh, and we finished the current game. We didn't make it to the scoreboard. We have a negative score.
We can't play final category?
No.
Oh.
What's the question? We haven't seen the question.
Final. It's telling us what the category is, and it's human biology one.
Oh, we probably know it.
We might, but it doesn't matter if we know it or not.
Not in,
because of your silly answers, we are not going to win.
Because I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, we could have been up. Oh, well.
And the prize for this game, which Owl won, was a CD of Judy Collins' greatest hits. And a new game has started.
The popularity of this game has led Hoyle to help develop other interactive computer games for the Internet. The only drawback, she says, is she can't play as much as she used to.
One of the things that Renee Bottle say is that she knows all the answers to the game, but I certainly don't know all the answers to the game anymore. Even though I enter them all in myself, I just, between taking a full course load and working two-thirds time and keeping up with modifying the bots plus the research projects I'm involved in, I just don't have time to play games that often anymore.
In Regina, I'm John Weidman.